29-year-old Alfredo Guzman was at a restaurant in Puerto Vallarta, Jalisco, when masked men brandishing weapons entered. Guzman was ordered to his knees the moment captured by security cameras, a gripping image in a country where the elder Guzman once seemed untouchable. Alfredo Guzman was taken, but others with him were not. That suggested someone was sending a targeted message, flexing their muscles, contesting a leaderless empire. The governors of Jalisco and Nayarit, which borders Jalisco, both said they were preparing for violence. Then Saturday, Alfredo Guzman and the five with him were released. A relative told Agence France-Presse, quote, "They were negotiating all this time, but now are free and well." Mexican authorities stated a rival cartel took Alfredo Guzman, implying enemies can negotiate. The unanswered question for the U.S. is, what does that reveal about the Mexican underworld? Alfredo's father, El Chapo's, in prison in Juarez, across from El Paso, Texas. El Chapo's extradition to the U.S. was delayed by a Mexican federal judge in June. I'm Lorne Madelon.